Here we are again in Corona Chronicles, and we're going to see Jesus calling his disciples. It's really good, following Jesus. That's what it's really about. And we're going to start at chapter 1, verse 16. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once, they left their nets and followed him. When he'd gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
Yeah, so here we are, and we're continuing with Jesus, and he's been in Galilee proclaiming the good news about the kingdom of God, and now we're starting to learn that this isn't just going to be a solo mission. You know, he's not just going to be doing this all by himself. He wants to get a band of followers together who will be about the same thing, and so he approaches these fishermen, Simon and his brother Andrew, saying, "Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people," which is a wonderful illustration,
yeah.
Isn't it?
You know, it's so simple, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it isn't, you know, I mean, we were seeing at the end of Revelation, it's not go and do all of this, it's come follow me. And that really is the Christian message. Mm. But yesterday we were talking about the kingdom of God has come near, repent and believe the gospel. Mm. This is really a definition of it.
Mm.
There's nothing sort of weird about it or strangely religious, or you've got to go to various sort of buildings or something. Mm. For the kingdom of God to come into your life is for you to just say, that's what my life is about. Now, you may not leave your job like these do, but their life, your life is about the kingdom of God. Your life is about following Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. And it's... You know, this whole gospel message just reminds us is designed for the world. We want as many people as possible to come and see what a good news Jesus is. And it's all in this chapter. So, you know, you've got John. You know, John comes, he's going public with the message. The fact that Jesus even comes to earth is God going public with the gospel, isn't it? He calls people to go public with the gospel. It's all about revealing God's glory, telling as many people as possible that sins can be forgiven and new life can be found in Jesus. And he uses ordinary people. This is the thing. So, you know, who's he going to recruit? Well, the most religious, the ones who've got their lives together, the best academics, you know, top of their class. No, he's using humble, ordinary fishermen from ordinary families and saying, I'm inviting you to be part of the most significant story ever. You know, you can be my followers and go out and tell others.
Yeah.
And that's great because we, you know, we're all pretty ordinary, aren't we? But we can be part of this as well.
Yeah. And he's not against training because he will train. Mm. But as we'll see as we go through Mark's gospel, that actually the training is being with him, isn't it? Mm. So he's going to turn them around from fishing for fish to be fishing for people.
Yeah.
And that, again, is what the church is meant to be about, to be quite honest.
Mm.
We are here to fish for people and to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's just a great privilege because he's such good news.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, you better come to God or you know.
Yeah,
this is the king of life.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's interesting here, isn't it, how there's an immediacy about their following. So verse 18, at once they left their nets. Mm. Verse 20, without delay, he called them. And, you know, there are times in life when we get called to do stuff. And, you know, you think of, and the more important it is and the better it is, the quicker you go.
Mm.
So if somebody says, there's a phone call for you or something, say, oh, I'll do it in a minute. Or, you know, would you mind just going up into the loft? Oh, I'll do it later. You know, it's a call upon your life, but you know, you're not going to do it instantly. But when this call comes to follow the king, nets dropped without delay, up, out.
Funny because it sort of says, and left their father Zebedee in the boat.
Yeah.
It's like, what a poor bloke, you know. They're sort of jumping out the boat, walking along and going. And
yeah.
Sort of,
Yeah. It is, yeah, but there's a serious point here, isn't there? And I think, you know, when Jesus, when we hear the invitation of Jesus to follow him and to know this forgiveness, one of the craziest things you can do is to say, I'll come back to it.
Yeah.
You know, or, do you know what? I've experienced a bit of that. I might take it up a bit later on in life, you know, or I'll delay it. You know, that, no, this is the kind of thing that if it's true, then we need to drop our nets metaphorically and get up and go, you know.
And it is worth saying that is metaphorically. You may not be physically called to leave your family.
Yeah.
But I think, as I was saying at the beginning, I think the point is that you leave the biggest influence now of your life is to follow the Lord Jesus because he's the Lord and the King. Mm. And so you can immediately see that there could possibly be opposition.
Yes.
To your following Jesus.
Yes.
I mean, we don't have it here, but no, we'll see it later on.
We will. Yeah.
Okay, well, see you next time.